Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chris Ronji, Amy Mark Scores with you on a Tuesday morning. And I'm excited to welcome in our next guest who's been on the show with Chris and Amy. He's been on the show with Charlie Brennan, and that is Leland Vittert, News Nation Chief Washington Anchor. He has a new book, Born Lucky, comes out September 30th, and he's got a book signing event at the Spencer Road branch of the St. Charles City County Library this weekend, this Saturday at 7 p.m. Leland, we've followed your career here from St. Louis, and we're excited about your new book, so congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Amy. It is good to be with you, and yes, it's going to be interesting to bring it full circle, because my career started in media as an intern on Charlie Brennan's show.
That's right. Hell. I know. Charlie Brennan introduced me to you. You were here at KMOX. I want to get to the book, but before we do, can you set the stage a little bit about your career starting here at KMOX and moving on through national news? I remember you had some crazy experiences when you were based in the Middle East. So sure. Maybe lay out your career a bit.
Sure. So Born Lucky is the story of my life growing up with autism in St. Louis at a time when no one really knew what that meant. And my dad did not tell anybody about what was afflicting me. So you're talking about the parts of the book where I'm overseas. There's the story where I am a foreign correspondent for Fox News, interview a failed suicide bomber, which I think is really this pivotal point and take you through going into Gaza and finding this woman who had tried to blow herself up and failed. And then my interview with her and showing her that video when the bomb didn't go off and her reaction that sort of sets the stage for a worldview of how evil really does exist in this world. I went from St. Louis. I interned at KTVI. Some fun stories there. Went out to some local affiliate stations, then overseas for Fox News, came back to the U.S. for Fox News, was a White House correspondent, anchor on Fox, and then got asked to leave or invited not to return, as they say in private school, at Fox, and started News Nation, where I'm at now.
So, wow. And this was a part of your journey, and the difficulty of it was that you have the autism, and was it how long did it take before they figured that part out? And then how did you know? Because you felt like there was something a little different,
yeah.
Right?
Sure. And I felt it, obviously, because I was like repellent to kids. You know, there's the story in the book, Born Lucky. It's out September 30th, the big event in St. Louis on Saturday with Charlie Brennan, the launch event. I'm at community school where I'm in fourth or fifth grade, and I'm having a really hard time. I'm getting bullied, and my dad comes over to see me and to see how I'm doing. It's PE class, walks up to the hill overlooking all the fields and sees the PE teacher who my dad knew from football at a different school and asks, hey, how's Lucky doing? And the PE teacher says, well, I think he's better today. And my dad says, well, great, let's go see how it's going. And the PE teacher says, I don't think that's a good idea. And my dad says, why not? And he says, well, he says, I put Lucky with the girls today because he's just getting bullied so badly. It's the only place I can protect him. Jeez. So you can imagine how that felt to a father, to a parent. A couple of years later, I moved to John Burroughs, seventh grade at John Burroughs, and my parents get called into the principal's office 2 weeks in. They're thinking, hey, look, it's fall, just checking in. You know, hey, how's he doing for the first 2 weeks? And the principal says to my parents, hey, look, everybody here thinks Lucky is quite weird. Hmm. And then she follows up. So arrow number one follows arrow number two, and I do too. So there's no question about all that. This is a story, though, for every parent who has a kid or grandparent who has a grandkid, any kid who's suffering, not just ADHD, not just autism, not just anxiety, but this is proof that there is real hope that parental love and not meeting kids where they're at, where expecting kids can be more, can have a really happy ending.
Oh, wow. It's really extraordinary and a testament to your parents' love. As you mentioned in your book, your father, Mark, he quit his job and began preparing you for the world. So did that involve, you know, learning how to make eye contact with people, learning how to interact socially? Was it very intentional, or was it a bit more subtle so you didn't really quite realize that your dad was working with you on those things?
No, you know, I think that's a really great point, Amy. And one thing that there was in my life was not expectations about school or success, but hard work and doing the right thing, high character. So I think it makes a great point. So now so many kids are put in bubble wrap and told, no, they're perfect, or you're great. Mm-hmm. That was not the case with me. My dad was very clear that the issues that I were dealing with were ones that were real issues and ones that I could do something about, which was empowering in a way, right? But that I had to do it. The whole idea was, we're not going to adapt the world for you. You're going to have to adapt to the world. So for example, let's just say it happened, you know, if I'd go out to lunch with Charlie Brennan, say, with my dad, is that he would, you know, listen to me talk and I'd interrupt or want to tell another story or have a joke or whatever, and my dad would tap his watch. So it wasn't outward to anyone else to notice, but I knew what he was doing. He was telling me to be quiet. So I was quiet. And then afterwards, we would post game, and he'd say, okay, so when, you know, Charlie or when, you know, Amy, if we were out to lunch, when, you know, when Amy was telling that story about, you know, what she did this weekend, why did you think it was important to ask her about how she books guests for her radio show, which is a question I would have asked. And it would help me understand the social give and take that obviously did not come naturally to me.
Wow.
How long do you think it took you to get a good handle on that?
You know, Chris, it's a great question. And I write in the book at the end, spoiler alert, but in Born Lucky, you know, this isn't cured. And I think that's a really important point for so many people, that it's still something that affects me today. You know, I still remember a couple of weeks ago, I was with my father-in-law at a golf club, and I was trying to get something done. And sometimes I can get way too focused on something. An older gentleman came over to talk to me, and I completely blew him off. It was just phenomenally rude. And I almost knew it at the time, but I kind of couldn't help myself. And afterwards, I thought to myself, good God, you know, after 43 years, you still can't sometimes get it right. Send him a text message, apologized, on and on. But I think that's what this book does, is it shows people that there really is hope, and there's hope to help kids who are in all of these different situations, but it requires dealing with the situation honestly and also being willing to say we are going to try and help this child be more. And that is the empowering part of this story.
We're chatting with Leland Vittert, News Nation chief Washington anchor. And Leland, when you talk about having autism, struggling through it, how do you think, or has it been in some ways a unique asset when it comes to your career now and the interviews you have and the conversations you have with people?
You know what I mean? It's an interesting question. I don't know how to be anything else other than who I am. Right. So I don't know what it's like to be any different. Certainly as a child, it was really unimaginably difficult. And we tell you some of those stories in the book, right? Being in art class when a eighth grade teacher looked at me in front of the whole class and said, if my dog was as ugly as you, I'd shave its bleep and make it walk backwards.
Oh, my gosh.
And then walking home, you know, head low, in tears, seeing my father, my dad asked how I was school, and I said I was humiliated. And like most nights, my dad was my only friend. I spent telling him my frustrations and taking my frustrations out on him. God bless him for going through all that with me. And I now know, having written the book, because he didn't tell anybody what he was dealing with. He didn't tell anybody that I had autism. But now writing the book, when he and I were talking, you know, he would leave my bedroom at night after putting me to bed, come into the living room downstairs in our house, all dark. My mom would come out at 1-2 o'clock in the morning and find him in the living room crying himself. So I think it's such an important message to parents of kids who are going through so many different things. And that is the message of Born Lucky, that you are not alone.
Because you have personal experience, do you have advice for somebody who is going through autism themselves, even they have it, and there are, of course, varying degrees of it, or if there are parents that have a child with autism that may be going through something similar that you and your parents did?
Look, this is not a prescription. It's not a cure, Chris. I think people who buy Born Lucky, who read the book, are going to walk away understanding that they really can make a difference and there really is hope. There are so many parents who, when their kid gets a diagnosis, doesn't matter what it is, feel helpless. This is a story for everybody, that there is hope. And in the words of George Will, who wrote the foreword, It is proof of the mountain-moving power of parental love. And in today's gentle parenting world, parents are told to back off. Right? You know, just meet your kid where they're at. Well, if my dad had met me where I was at, I'd still be where I was at. And thankfully, I'm not. I am so much more than what I would have been. And not enough parents, not enough grandparents, not enough aunts and uncles are told that.
I love that message so much, Leland. I was homeschooled. All my siblings and I were homeschooled. And that fierce love and battle for your child. I had a friend who was also homeschooled that really struggled with reading till he was like 11 or 12, pretty behind, and was told, the parents were told over and over again, well, he doesn't have it. You know, he's got a learning disability. He'll never catch up. And the mom refused that diagnosis and continued to work with him. And he ended up going to the Naval Academy and graduating like 7th in his class, like because the mom fought for him. Yeah.
Once I've started working on this book and telling people what I'm doing, there are so many stories, Amy, exactly like that. Mm-hmm. But that mom and so many other families feel like they're suffering alone, right?
Yeah.
And this is proof you're not suffering alone, but also proof of what that mom did, which is not accept and not pave the way. You know, every parent rightfully wants things to be as easy as they can for their child and to remove obstacles. And what you see through this book, by example after example, is that adversity is a good thing, and to help your kid embrace it and hold their hand through it rather than do it for them.
Leland Vittert is News Nation's chief Washington anchor on at 8 o'clock Central Time, correct?
8 o'clock Central Time. The book is Born Lucky.
Yep.
BornLuckyBook.com to order. And if you go to BornLuckyBook.com, you can sign up for the event Saturday night in St. Peter's with Charlie Brennan. It's going to be an absolutely fabulous conversation. I am so honored to be launching the book back in St. Louis, my hometown.
Well, we're happy you talked about it with us. It sounds like it's a great thing, man. It's coming out a week from today.
So it's out a week 30th. From today. If you pre-order it now, you will have it in your hand a week from today.
Perfect.
And obviously, you can come on Saturday night, BornLuckyBook.com.
Born Lucky, a dedicated father, a grateful son, and my journey with autism. Leland Vittert with us on the show. We appreciate you coming on with us always. And it was kind of nice to not talk about politics. It was nice to talk about the book.
There's a lot of politics surrounding autism these days. We'll have to we'll do that conversation
absolutely.
Later.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Leland Vittert, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That is Leland Vittert,
wow.
News
what
Nation Chief Washington
story.
Anchor.
Yeah. And I'll just have a quick note. I've got the book in my hand here. It has excellent hand feel. Well, I'm pretty special.
It's got hand feel.
It's almost velvety.
Oh, I love velvet.
I'll let you
can I
feel it.
Can I touch it?
Yes.
Amy, let me touch it. Thank you. It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Well,
it's fall.
We have surpassed the autumnal equinox, which means it's fall. So you might think, okay, it's Tuesday, it's their question of the week. You might think the question is, which is the best season?
Autumnal.
But if you think that, you're incorrect.
Well, because fall is the best season, but
obviously.
Go ahead. We're not going to have this debate.
Which is the best month of fall? September, October, or November?
Or December.
No, it doesn't.
It is
not.
December.
Hold on a second.
There is more of the month of December in the fall than there is September. So we have to include all four.
We're not going by the
equinox happened on the 22nd.
We're not going by the equinox. Everybody knows summer is June, July, August.
That's not according to the gods.
Well,
it says,
we're not following them.
We're not following
more.
The equinoxes.
We're not following the equinoxes no more. Okay.
I'm writing in December. I'm doing a write-in vote.
We had, Ron, we had this discussion before the show. You promised me you wouldn't do this.
I did not promise. You forced me into this.
He does this to me all the time.
So this is it. Go to our Twitter account, at Chris Amy KMOX. Which is the best fall month?
September, October, or November. November.
You can write in December if you want.
You shouldn't, though.
But you can.
Just, I mean, I...
Is it December 21st?
Yeah,
22nd
but,
is the...
Listen.
The winter solstice?
There are 12 months, called. 12 months in the year.
Yeah.
There are four seasons.
Yeah.
We're going to neatly divide them into 3 months, and for the purposes of clarity and emotional gratification, we're going to start those months on the 1st.
Here's the problem, though. The September is basically summer. It was 100 last week.
I know. But not, see, it depends on where you are. In Colorado, where I was, it was 33 degrees and snowing. So, yeah, September, October, November. Do you have your favorite? Do you, gentlemen, have your favorite month?
If I have to pick between these three, it is October.
Me too.
October is, and it's because it really finally starts to get cool.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween is in it. The baseball playoffs are in it. The World Series starts in October, hopefully.
Does it?
Yeah, it'll probably end in November. I haven't seen the World Series schedule yet. But yeah, so there's that. The leaves start to change.
So
it all happens really. I know it's kind of happening now, but here's a strange thing. Matt and I were talking about this last week, that there was something about the weather being, and Matt brought this up in the office, there's something about the weather being so hot that the leaves aren't changing. They're just dying.
That's right.
And if you look out the window at the trees at the park, those are not changing leaves. Those are just dying leaves.
Yeah, they're giving up.
So that's not fun. But usually in October, you get the beautiful fall colors start.
Yeah. No, the leaves have given up the ghost without any type of flamboyance.
Yeah,
they're just
awful.
They're just tired. They're fatigued.
Yeah, they just gave up. You're right.
They gave up. So... you're right about October being the best month of the fall, because here is the thing. I do love November because Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, and the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas is my favorite time of year, and I never want Christmas to come. I just love that little window and the anticipation of Christmas and the happiness and the excitement. So that's my favorite time of year. But if we're looking at fall and we're taking the question at face value, as we should, October is the best for all the reasons you mentioned. The World Series, cold baseball, football, the NHL starts. We're going to have Blues hockey, college football, NFL football, playoff baseball.
Yep.
Plus, you can do bonfires now, and you can wear a sweater.
And I can make an argument for the other 2 months. I get it. Some people love the warm weather. They love the end of summer, which is what September is. So I can see making September your month, that's fine. November has Thanksgiving in it, so I could see that happening. That's fine, too. But October is really where stuff starts to happen,
October's
baby.
Where it's at.
That's, man.
And November.
I think October's going to run away with this.
I do, too. I do think you're slightly psychotic if September is your favorite, though, because the summer.
Why? Some people don't want
ending,
fall to come. They don't want
September.
Listen, I know a lot of people who do not want summer to end.
I know
ever.
many people.
Many
which
people.
Which is a large number of small people.
I think they're crazy. Because the fall weather is clearly the... when it's like 50 to 65, that's...
So,
inject it into my eyeballs. It's so good.
Wow. That's,
God, I love it.
That's somehow more violent. You know what I love about... I love about fall? And this is super niche. But when I was a teenager, I would... like go for a run. My dad would be outside on the weekends. Like my dad worked all week, but then on the weekends he would work outside, right? He would working on the yard with leaves, cutting tree branches and all that stuff. So he always had a bonfire going. And I had an old little radio, like AM FM radio. And I would listen to Steve Savard and Jack Snow and the Rams games.
Yeah.
I'd listen to pregame. I'd listen to the beginning of the game. I'd go for a run, the crunchy leaves, the crisp air. I'd come back home, and my dad would have a bonfire. He'd have the game on the radio. We'd be listening to Rams football on the radio. You go inside. You watch some of the game. I love it. The sound of Steve Savard and Jack Snow and a bonfire and crunchy leaves is one of my core memories.
I'll tell you this much. If we get to October 1st, if there is a single day here in St. Louis over 69 degrees come October 1st, I'm going to lose it.
I think you've guaranteed you're
going to
lose
it. I'm going to rip out all of the equipment in this studio. I'm going to rip all the microphones out. There will be no more KMOX because I'm just going to go nuclear on this place.
Nuclear?
I'm going to go nuclear on this place. I'm telling you, man, it better. I am so done.
Listen,
with the 100.
You can rip out some of the stuff in here, but you can't rip out all of it. You can rip out the clocks that don't work, but it's not going to be that big of a deal. We're not going to notice a difference when you rip it out.
So that's why you're always late for break. No clocks. Vote at Chris Amy KMOX. Follow us on Twitter. That's where you vote in the poll. Which fall month is the best? September, October, or November? And I will say that you can write in December if you want. Yet you got to make the case, though. At Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter. Also, we're giving away tickets today before the show is over.
Right.
We have 2 4-packs of tickets for Soul on Fire. It is the John O'Leary film, which is premiering soon, and we have tickets to give away for that. That is coming up. Got to be listening for your chance to win. But we'll talk Cardinals next with Lynn Worthy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Baseball regular season is wrapping up. The Cardinals have 6 games. Well, make that 5 now. They had a 6-game road trip to finish up 2025, so now just 5 left to go. One of them is the 2nd of 3 in San Francisco tonight. We have a pregame show of 7:50 and an 8:45 first pitch. As the Cardinals win last night to try to make it 2 in a row against the Giants. And I guess it'll be 3 overall in a row, won't it? Lynn Worthy is covering the Cardinals, and he does so for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and he's with us now on KMOX. Lynn, good to talk to you.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing okay here. The baseball end of the regular season, this last week, a lot of times, is a whole lot of fun. And we are now in a position where, unfortunately for the Cardinals, they sort of played themselves out of, being in real, true contention. They're 3.5 games out of a wild card spot now. Had things gone a little differently last week, you know, we could be talking about them being a game and a half out. So it'd be a really interesting final week. The Giants are tied with them at the moment. So I can't believe it. The Reds right now are the third wild card. Are you surprised with the way the landscape is right now?
Yeah, I mean, especially in the fact that, like, the the New York Mets are still in a point where they could end up out, and yeah, that was not something that, you know, going into the season, many people really predicted. The Reds, I didn't really see being in the position that they're in either, and even really the Cardinals. I mean, I think just the way going into this season, it was really more of a, you know, try to sort through some personnel things. You didn't necessarily think that the wild card, at least before the season, and then you got into the season and said, hey, they might be in it. And then obviously you thought they'd probably fade after the trade deadline, but they actually hung around to the point where, like you said, only 3.5 games. So, I don't think much of this is really what I would have penciled in, but it's interesting.
Yeah, Cincinnati is right now, they've won 5 straight games. They have the same record as the Mets, but they hold the tiebreaker, so they would be in if the season came to an end. Cubs are the first wild card. The Padres clinched their playoff berth last night. As you look at the rest of this National League and the wild card situation, I suppose the Padres could overtake the Cubs for the first spot, but probably not. What do you think ends up happening here?
To me, I mean, and I think the Arizona is sort of looming right close behind too. So I think the Reds.
Yeah, they're only a game out.
Looked at their, yeah, and I haven't looked at the Reds' remaining schedule, but I mean, I think, you figure they've got at least a fighting shot to make it, which, I wouldn't have suspected. It's interesting. I mean, like, there's teams that are in, so now it's just sort of like, okay, who gets into that last couple spots and who's on the outside looking in? I don't think the Giants really, few weeks back, I was like, oh, maybe they have a shot, and I don't see it now. So now it's, the Reds seem like they have a pretty good shot unless they go in the tank here. So do the Reds get in? Do the Mets also get in? Do the Mets not get in? Is Arizona, come up from seemingly nowhere to slide in there and drop the Mets out and then cause people in New York one more reason to lose their minds? So that would be, just for the chaos factor, that would kind of be the most interesting, is if the Mets somehow, after spending all the money they did, ended up on the outside looking in. But I tend to think that they'll, hold on. But yeah, I probably wouldn't have, before the season, said, yeah, the Brewers, the Cubs, and the Reds would all have a chance to be in. But it's looking like that right now.
What can the Cardinals take from the way this playoff race is shaping up, the teams that are in or likely in or still fighting for it, and even those division winners? Is there something generally they can take away from all of this, maybe that they can use moving forward?
I mean, I think for the Cardinals, it's really, I don't know that it's so much taking from, what this particular year's playoff picture looks like. I think they just have a lot of questions that they need to sort through this offseason when Chaim Bloom takes over. And I think if you're a Cardinals fan, you maybe have some optimism that, you can look at it and say it was, even with everything that went on this season, you still weren't that far out of it. And so maybe there's, some optimism that, you're not that far away from being in that playoff picture, or at least being, competing for that down the stretch. But I think, to me at least, the questions are really more just sorting through the roster, and that's not really anything that is different because of the way this playoff picture looks. It's just a matter of them needing to make some decisions and make some choices about what this is going to look like going forward.
We expect to hear from Chaim Bloom, who's taking over for John Mozeliak, when the season is over. We don't know exactly when that's going to be, but we know that we'll hear from him and maybe get a clearer picture of what the offseason, the future plan is going to look like. How busy for the Cardinals do you assume this offseason is going to be? And I asked that question after just a couple of days after Nolan Arenado basically said he does not expect to be back.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be majorly busy in terms of like a lot of moves. I think there's obviously some ones that jump out, like Nolan Arenado, like, you know, potentially finding a new home for him, trading him. When I say not busy, I don't think they're going to be adding a whole lot free agency wise, that sort of thing. I think they may trade some guys to try and clear up some of the roster jam that they have. I think there could be some changes behind the scenes. I mean, because, you know, Haim has been around for more than a year now, but hasn't been in charge of the entire baseball operations department. So now when he does take over, it'll be interesting to see, you know, are there changes aside from just what he's done with the minors that he wants to make in baseball operations. We haven't obviously seen that yet. He hasn't been in the position to do that yet, but that could be something that comes this offseason as he finally takes over the entire baseball operations. And then, you know, whether they trade some players to that they've sort of, like, you know, held on to for a little while, they've been trying to make decisions on. Maybe now this offseason is when you see some of the guys who've been around that they've been given runway to. Do they trade them to clear room for other guys who are coming up? Do they, you know, try to make room for a J.J. Weatherholt? Do they try to, you know, clear some space for other guys to get the playing time that they think that they will need to be part of their core going forward? So I think it's not busy in terms of free agent additions, at least I wouldn't anticipate, but I think there could be a lot of other things going on as far as just sorting out things for the future.
Yeah, Lynn, your colleague Derek Gould had a piece today about Nolan Arenado, as Ronge mentioned, most likely not returning as a Cardinal. And the question is, which young player takes that spot at third base? And it seems like there are still a handful of options without a clear winner.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, obviously folks will mention J.J. Weatherholt, top prospect who's looked really good in the minors, his first really only full season in the minors so far. But, you know, Thomas Ajayi, who's been playing shortstop down the stretch with Mason Wynn injured, is another guy that people forget. You know, a couple years ago when they got him at the trade deadline in 23, you know, he was a MVP in AA. He was a guy that people were really excited about. You know, he's had moments when he's been up that he's shown that he's got some real ability with the bat. So he's another guy who's, you know, in the mix as far as, you know, somewhere on the infield. He's a guy that, you know, deserves at least a look. And then obviously Nolan Gorman's been here. He's the guy that everybody thought would have been getting time at third base if they had been able to trade Nolan Arenado before this season. And so there's guys there. And of course, you know, Brendan Donovan, another guy who's played infield, played outfield. He was your all-star this season. So there's a lot of different moving parts. That's why I say I think moving some guys out to sort of clear up where other guys fit may be the biggest things that I'm looking for this offseason as far as, you know, a busy offseason.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see what the rotation is going to look like next year because of the, I mean, there's going to be a lot of differences. I think we know that. And starting pitching was one of their problems this year. Starting pitching and the offense. The bullpen, pretty good. The bullpen, once they got that settled after the first couple of weeks of the season, was their best unit all year long. And I know they can be volatile, but would you expect that they would be just as good next year?
Bullpens, to me, you can sort of sort through year to year. I mean, you can move a couple pieces around. You can bump some people up. I mean, bullpen, I feel like you can, from one year to next, you can change over a significant amount and still have a solid bullpen. I think the Cardinals have done that in recent years. The rotation is going to be interesting because, I mean, you know, as you mentioned, we know some people who we think will be back as part of that, but also they, you know, I think it could still be sorted out in spring training. I mean, you think back to last year, we weren't really thinking Matthew Liberatore was in the driver's seat from one of those rotation spots going into spring training, yet they made that decision and they put him in there and he's been in there all season. You know, and so next year, you know, whether that means Kyle Leahy, like they've talked about him competing for the spot, getting a chance to compete for the spot, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're penciling him in. So, I mean, like, there's going to be, I think, some moving parts. Andre Pallante is obviously you know, been in the rotation now for a better part of, you know, a year and a half or a little bit more, but he's had ups and downs. So, you know, you could say, well, he's, as far as experience and what he's done, you know, maybe he's one of those guys that you pencil in, but there's been inconsistency. So maybe he's just one of those guys who's competing for it, but isn't necessarily a lock to be in there. So I think there's a lot of question marks. And then there's, you know, young guys. And you know, I'm always hesitant to just pencil in the guy who hasn't had a whole lot of experience, you know, in pro ball and say, okay, well, he's just going to take a spot in the rotation out of camp, whether that's, you know, Quinn Matthews or whoever else. But they're probably in that discussion, you know, and then it becomes a matter of, like you saw this year, how do you manage sort of their workloads to get them through the season? Like you've seen that with Pallante and Liberatore this year, that workload does become something that you have to take into consideration when you a guy like that and trying to get him through a full season. So there's a lot of things with that interesting to think about and to sort of consider this offseason. We might not really have answers until you get to spring training, and it basically, so you're gonna be at the end of spring.
Lynn Worthy with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, sports writer there, talking Cardinals with us. Lynn, we appreciate your time. Thank you for visiting with us today.
All right, thanks for having me.
That is Lynn Worthy. The Cardinals wrap up their season Sunday. Only 5 games left to go. Tonight, tomorrow night, and their late starts, 7:50 pregame, 8:45 first pitch each night. Then it's all afternoon games over the weekend at Wrigley Field. And then that is it for your Cardinals in 2025. Also, we've got the Gas House Gang today. Oliver Marmol is on the show. So
he's my mom's favorite.
Ollie?
Yeah.
Oh, Ollie's good.
She loves Ollie.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. So he will join the show at 12 o'clock. We will talk to him for a half hour or so on the Gas House Gang, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Oh, man, this brings back memories.
It does?
Yeah. Don't you remember the bald guy in the suit dancing around Six Flags?
Oh, yeah.
The kids
do
that
remember
I would
that.
Tutor, some of the kids were like in first and second grade, and they loved this guy. They would turn on this song and just dance.
Well, I hope you don't and haven't been too attached to Six Flags, because there is a danger of our Six Flags, St. Louis.
Yeah.
Because the entire company, the Six Flags company, has run into financial trouble. There was a merger with Cedar Fair, which was a longtime rival of theirs. And they have reported now a $100 million net loss in the second quarter.
Seems like a lot.
So attendance, they say, was down across 42 amusement and water parks. So it's Six Flags and Cedar Fair combined. This is, Amy, I am, if we lose Six Flags, I'm going to lose it.
Wait, hey Matt, can you keep a track of all the things
that are gonna make me lose it?
That are gonna make him lose it.
Yeah.
One is over 69 degrees in October, and the other is Six Flags. Let's make a list.
I will lose it. Six Flags is the best. I have the best memories of going out there. And I'm just thinking ahead until, let's say, that place is completely shut down.
Mm-hmm.
You know they're not gonna tear down all the rides. You know, it's just going to become an overgrown hellscape.
People are going to break in.
They're going to break in. They're going to do
the
creepy amusement park. Oh, here's the abandoned amusement park. And they're all creepy, which, by the way, there is something kind of cool about that. I think I could get down with, you know, walking around an old Six Flags, which has been abandoned.
That might be fun. That would be the ultimate Fright Fest.
Yes.
You know, but don't do that.
Fright Fest is going on now, by the way.
No, it's going to be an eyesore. And everybody who drives down 44 at that Six Flags Fox Creek Road exit off 44 West, you're going to see the detritus of better times. You are going to see the wreckage of a more optimistic moment in life when people gathered together to scream and throw up. But now it's going to be gone. We don't know this for sure. I'm speculating
it's also possible, projecting
worst case scenario.
Yeah. So we need to be just clear about it. It's possible that it happens. It is not necessarily in the works. We know the company has been having some trouble And losing $100 million in a quarter is not very good.
Six Flags America and Hurricane Harbor Parks in Bowie, Maryland, they are closing.
Mm-hmm.
They have closed at the end of the 2025 operating season. I'm guessing they have a Halloween event there as well. But after the 2025 operating season, the Six Flags America and Hurricane Harbor in Maryland will close. And it does... I mean, there is something a little bit anachronistic about a theme park like Six Flags when, like, Disneyland and Universal Studios, and they have, like, the Harry Potter and the Star Wars, and it seems to be keep moving on. Six Flags seems so old-timey. But I love it. I like it. I like knowing it's there. I don't like going, but I like, it's like a parade.
You don't like going.
I don't like going. I don't want to go to Six Flags or a parade, but I like knowing that other people are going.
Well, I know this. If I, you know, when you come down 44 and you get past that, you know, that little clearing and it opens up and you see off in the distance the tall roller coasters, that feeling of, oh my God, we're almost there. That is the best feeling in the whole world. It's the best. And I guess now I'm just going to have to get used to exploring an abandoned amusement park.
Well, that's dangerous and illegal.
I'll do it and you can't stop me. You can't stop me.
You're going to lose it?
I'll lose it. Hour three of the show is coming up next. Sean Malone's going to join us. He's got some news about my sheriff.
What? I feel like you're going to have another reason to lose it.
If they do something to my sheriff, I am going to lose it. Sean Malone joins us at 11:30. Stick with us on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.